97DJX. Got this message from Ann.
In quotes. Ann said, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, thanks for reading this. Please keep me anonymous. I always hear you all help people, so hopefully maybe you can help me out too."
Okay.
"Got a secret I just want your thoughts on. Obviously can't tell anyone I know. Anyway, my husband and I have been married for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've never been really happy, and we've been in and out of counseling a few times.
Okay.
I want to get a divorce.
No.
And I'm working to get everything in order financially so I can leave.
Uh-huh.
We don't have kids, so that isn't an issue. The problem is I'm not financially ready yet to leave. And our anniversary is coming up. My husband thinks we should get matching tattoos to prove our commitment."
Oh.
"In the moment, I just blew it off, changed the subject, but he's brought it up again. Obviously, I don't want to do this. But how can I say no without telling him I'm actually planning to leave him in about 6 months?"
Wow.
Yikes.
Wow. "Hey, no, don't want to get commitment tattoos because I'm
going to be commitment free in about 6 months."
"Yeah, no, I'm not going to be committed
wow.
to you." Dang.
I mean, just when I thought it was just going to be like a light, airy little thing, this is heavy.
So, yeah, so
this is just dropped on us like almost, an anvil.
Like, he doesn't have any clue, obviously.
Doesn't sound like it.
Because if he's saying, "Let's get commitment tattoos,"
and she's like, "I'm planning to divorce him as soon as I have enough money,"
then, yeah, there's definitely some miscommunication happening in that relationship.
We're on different pages.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
He's going to be blindsided.
Okay. So, I mean, I think I'm going to make some assumptions here that you already have tattoos, because the easy answer would be, no, you know, I don't want to ever get a tattoo, and or I don't want permanent ink on my body or something like that. You know,
okay.
That type of sort of response, I feel like, would be the obvious one if you don't have any tattoos. So I'm assuming,
but if
they
she does.
Do. Yeah, exactly. So I'm assuming they do have tattoos. Oh my gosh. Haley just texted us and said, "Get the tattoo, and when divorced, just put RIP over it."
Oh my gosh. Haley, I don't think that's helping.
God.
I don't.
RIP.
Yeah. Kelly from Crescent Hill is like, "We need to page Andrew the love doctor for this one." Yes, I feel like we do need an expert to weigh in, because she's tried counseling. Because the first thing I was going to say is, have you tried counseling?
No,
to
she
see
said
if
yeah.
You can, yeah, she's already tried it. They've been in and out, and it's apparently not working. And he doesn't understand it's not working.
Is there a way to get commitment tattoo? Well, no, you don't want a tattoo that reminds you of your soon-to-be ex.
No.
Okay, so what we're not trying to do, we're not trying to save the marriage. This is, Kelly, you and I are not burdened with trying to save the marriage here. All right?
Yeah, no, she's done with that. But I feel like, do we start to clue him into that?
I mean, do you rip the Band-Aid off and say, "No, actually, no, she's not financially ready," she said. So she'd kind of be on the street and on her butt and without a place to stay and all that stuff. So I kind of understand that she wants to get her ducks in order before dropping that bomb.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one, because he's going to be like, "Well, why don't you? Why don't you want to get this commitment tattoo with me?
I hate tattoos." They're like, "You have 5 tattoos and a tramp
right.
stamp.
Yeah,
stop it."
Yeah, she left that part out. I don't know if she
I'm
has
assuming,
any,
again,
if that's
yes.
going to be a valid excuse. Aiden says, "Pick a really expensive tattoo shop like Banana Fish, so he has time to save up for. He has to save up for months."
Pick an expensive tattoo place.
I guess. I don't know. Is there like a really big? I don't have any tattoos, so I don't know how expensive they are.
Becky,
I think they can be pricey if they're big.
Our listener Becky texts in and says, "I would get a tattoo that you want. Memorial tattoos are a thing some people do with breakups." So almost like I tell you what, we'll get a commitment tattoo, and maybe it's a complimentary tattoo where they're not the exact same, but maybe you are a hare and I'm a turtle. And
what is the matter with you? That is, no, she's not going to tattoo a hare and a turtle on her body. What's
No. He gets the hare, she gets the tortoise.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
No.
Or maybe she gets like a box of cereal and he gets milk. You know what
okay.
I mean? Am I saying this wrong?
Yes, you are. No one's going to want a box of cereal on their body.
I'm just saying. I'm giving you examples for the analogy.
Okay. Maybe they can get like a matching tattoo, but it doesn't have anything to do with like initials or anything like that. Like maybe it's because I've got a friend that's got faith written on the inside of her wrist, and it's really pretty. And it's just, you know, maybe they can just do something that would be meaningful for her, and he's just going to have a matching one, but it doesn't necessarily mean anything that it's tied to him. You know what I'm saying?
Andrea says, find a place with a long wait list. The best ones always have one.
Okay.
Still can't
get an
appointment.
Just try to wait it out.
Yeah, try to wait it out.
Do you have a 6 months wait list? That'd be great for me.
That'd be great. Let's do that. Dr. Aaron checks in and says, well, the tattoo, she'd be the hare. She's hopping away. You're right. You're right. Not the tortoise. You're right. She'd be the hare.
You're right. Oh, dang it.
Amber from down the street checks in and says, every tattoo artist I've ever met says the matching tattoos with your significant other is a curse for ending the marriage anyway. So maybe drop that and say, that's a bad omen.
Yes, that's it. And then say 6 months later, you know what else is a bad omen? Me leaving you. Bye-bye.
You know, that might not be a bad idea.
That's an excellent excuse right there. Just say that.
Amber, and then she suggests then have the tattoo artist explain that to him.
Okay. All right. If he's adamant.
Lee checks in and says, it's all a trap. He already knows. And when she says she's going, he will get to use the tattoos as manipulation for her not to go. You went with me to get a commitment tattoo. Don't do it.
Oh.
Interesting.
Okay. So maybe that's even a test. He's testing her to see how she's going to react.
Regardless, I think I like the idea of having the tattoo artist be the, I could see him going, I don't believe in any of that stuff.
Sure. But at the same time, I'm also not a fan of, I mean, she's going to basically be tried to, for like 6 months, however time she needs to get the money to leave, she's going to be basically living a lie. And that's got to be difficult too. Like I'm just wondering, she doesn't have kids. Can she just go stay with somebody? Does she have family or a friend that she can go stay with so she can just get out of the situation and not have to lie for the next 6 months that she's happy and staying?
Okay. Let's just go ahead and give her the advice that have the tattoo artist explain it's bad omen. She doesn't want to do that, and to just kind of keep kicking the can down the road and until she has time.
And just to get out as soon as possible. If you know it's over and you're done and there's no coming back, it's not fair to either one of you to have to kind of do this dance for the next 6 months if you're not staying.
Yeah. All right. Either that or you go in for tattoos and you whisper to the tattoo artist to just give you a henna tattoo and then be done with it. All right.
Make sure it's different than whatever he wants.
Well, and a henna.
You can give him my initials. That's fine. But I want something different.
That's going to fade away and not be permanent.
That's what I mean. Okay.
All right. So, hey, thank you. Good luck. And we appreciate you reaching out to us. And I know that's a tough spot to be in.
That is really hard.
But keep us posted and hopefully it all works out for you.